From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Riley Beggin. Republican Eric Greitens is drawing money for his gubernatorial campaign from many of the same people who have supported The Mission Continues, a charity he founded for military veterans. An Associated Press analysis found that more than one of every $8 Greitens has raised came from previous donors to The Mission Continues. A separate spreadsheet provided to the AP appears to show that a former Greitens campaign staffer had access to The Mission Continues donor list as Greitens was launching his fundraising last year. Greitens acknowledges soliciting money from some Mission Continues supporters, but said he wasn't working off the charity's donor list. The shooting death of Michael Brown in Ferguson was not brought up in Sunday's presidential debate. The omission of any criminal justice issues was striking to some observers, as Washington University is little more than 10 miles away from Ferguson. Neither Hillary Clinton nor Donald Trump visited the city during their campaigns. Former presidential contender Ben Carson did tour the town and says he benefited from the experience.
In Ferguson, I sat down, you know, with the mayor, with police officials, and with community members, including some of the rioters. And they have been meeting with each other on a regular basis and have established significant camaraderie.
Trump stoked controversy earlier this year when he made a false claim that Ferguson was among the most dangerous cities in the world. Students at the University of Missouri are petitioning to create a disability studies program. Student-led organization Mizzou Unity Coalition created the online petition as a way to show administration that there is student demand for the coursework outside of healthcare and education majors. MU Disability Inclusion and ADA Compliance Manager Amber Cheek says 20% of Americans have a disability, which makes this curriculum especially needed.
I'm absolutely certain that if we start a disability study certificate, it will have so many positive ripple effects into the community, into making sure that people are more prepared in their future work, and for just enriching people in general, because everyone is going to work with or love someone with a disability at some point in their lives.
Professors at the University of Missouri have already begun creating the coursework for the program. The Environmental Protection Agency is saying a mine waste pit near Ornogo in southwest Missouri doesn't appear to be filling 4 years after the agency began dumping waste into it. Mark Doolin, who is supervising the cleanup of the Ornogo-Dunnoweg Mining Belt Superfund site, told the Joplin Globe that 2.5 million cubic yards of waste have been dumped into the pit, but it shows no sign of filling. In 2012, the EPA said it would have no problem filling the pit, estimating it would hold about 4 million cubic yards of mine waste. Doolin thinks the pit might not be filling because it has several long, deep tunnels at its bottom. I'm Riley Beggin, KBIA News, Columbia.